Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Well, we just found out Max Garcia and Devontae Booker are not playing tonight. That's according to Mike Kliss of 9 News. So they'll join the plethora of others. That means Royce Freeman is playing. That means Pac-Man Jones is playing. Sports fans. Mike Kliss also reporting $90,000 to sign Pac-Man Jones, and this is it. I guess tonight's the tryout, and if he passes the tryout, he gets $1 million. Woo! I bet he's got some butterflies, Al. Huh?
I bet he doesn't. Man, when you when you've played this game as long as he has, you know, after like year 6 or 7, there's no new plays in the NFL. No new plays, no new routes. You just got to get the speed down, and then you're good.
You think he's going to make the team?
Absolutely. We need him to make the team.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, you're going to see tonight that they want to see if he can still play. I mean, they've got questions enough to play him. Something to keep your eyes on.
I just want to see the competitive nastiness of this defense come back. Maybe that's why I want a guy.
Well, tonight's
like,
not the night to see that.
I know, I'm just saying, but when you put the whole, you know, when you make the whole gumbo, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to make a gumbo, then, you know, you need to have a lot of different ingredients.
I think you saw a good chunk of that against the Redskins.
But the Redskins didn't, you know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you saw as much as you're going to see.
But Yadam, gave up, you know.
Hey, man, we get 2 games to figure it all out. You got 2 games at home, Seattle and the Raiders. It's a great situation. Am I losing you? You all right?
No, I'm good. I'm thinking about the Seahawks and how little people know about them, even though I've done this incredible amount of film study on them already.
Well, we'll get to them. We got a lot of time
but
after
tomorrow. I'm like, man, you know.
But I tell you what,
real
it is.
Football is like next week.
Yeah, but tomorrow is going to be dominated by the cuts. Saturday as well.
Saturday is dominated by college football. TU Buffalo are about to clown the CSU Rams.
Hey,
that's going to take place
on Friday.
Tomorrow,
Friday. Robert, you're on the Fan. Hi, Robert.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Super. Best day ever. Game day. So exciting.
Awesome, awesome. You guys are great, by the way. This is a question for Al. So Al, back in, I think it was the preseason, it was after you guys won against Green Bay, and you always talk about the third preseason game being the money game, and I think
yes.
You guys played Green Bay, and I always remember thinking that looked like a real game to you guys. Like Green Bay was like pissed at you guys or something, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it. I'll hang up and just listen from now on. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. The third preseason game traditionally has been the money game to find out if you are battle ready, battle tested, ready to go. In the last 2 years, we've seen the third preseason game mean nothing to a lot of people, but the Denver Broncos are old school. Vance Joseph is old school. The third preseason game for him and his staff was absolutely a big time game, as close to regular season as you can get to. So they wanted to play fast on offense. They did. They wanted to play great on defense. They did. And special teams was solid. So the third preseason game forever has been the money game, but not anymore. I really don't know if NFL teams who have a starting quarterback that is a really good one, if we'll ever see starting quarterbacks that are really good play in any preseason games going forward. It just doesn't make sense. if you know your guy has the goods and, you know, the head coach is still in place, why in the world would you play your starting quarterback? So if that's the case, if your starting quarterback is not going to play, why would you want to see your star left tackle play? Why would you want to see your running back play? Why would you want to see your anybody on your out? It doesn't make sense anymore. The money is too big and the injuries are real. Take as few chances with your big-time players as you can. I mean, I don't know if I needed to see Von Miller in game three of the preseason because he didn't do good. He didn't do great. You know, Von was not at full go. Looked like he was out there playing but not playing. You know, he wasn't trying to, you know, break records, break sack records in the preseason. Did he do a couple things here and there? Yes, but it wasn't like Von was turned up. So if it was me, Von Miller would have been on the sideline in game three. I don't need to see anything else out of Von Miller. I don't need to see anything else out of Chris Harris Jr. But like I said, Vance Joseph is old school, so old school values still with the Broncos.
For now. We'll see if it changes. But, I mean, luckily the Broncos didn't have any serious injuries out of these games. Not yet. But you watch that Hard Knocks, and you see Tyrod Taylor going down with the pinky.
Good job.
And then you see Baker Mayfield getting his head smashed, and Hugh Jackson say, hey, I'm not
getting you hit anymore.
Yeah, you're done. Because, by the way, one of the dumbest things that will happen is Tyrod being the starting quarterback for the Browns.
He's been great this preseason.
He has been great, and he's a great player, but he's just not their future, that's all. And it really, what you needed to see is there enough out of Baker Mayfield to get him going, and how long is it going to take? And he's already proven that. The Browns just can't help being the Browns. And I feel a little bit bad for Tyrod because I think he is a real good player and he's a legit NFL player. But clearly they're moving on to Baker Mayfield at some point.
If you're
going to move at some point, just start. You're 0-16, dude. You're 0-16. You're literally as low as you can possibly be. Like, you can't do any worse than 0-16.
You're low. Get low.
Nobody is thinking the Browns are going to be a playoff team this year. You're not wasting any opportunity.
No, but you have a guy who can really change the direction of your team. If things don't go well, they can go to Baker Mayfield. If things
you're
don't go well,
to
go to Tyrod Taylor. See, this is the
I heard Stink making the same argument too. You both missed the point. Is
well, I'm glad we are lined up together.
You are lined up together because I think it's the natural mentality to want to win now. And sometimes you've got to let players develop. You got to give them a little bit of time. Because it's the only way that you learn. You don't see that's you don't get it on the bench.
Hey, listen, man. If I am Hugh Jackson,
you don't learn.
I'm
on
going
the bench.
With the guy who was a playoff quarterback last year.
Yeah,
now, if you don't like it, pound sand.
I got you because you're
because
were,
my job is on the line, literally.
Well, you're 1-31 in the past 2 years.
That's right, and they could be in the Super Bowl this year. The Super Bowl of nacho eating.
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, you're on the fan. Hi,
the Browns
Dylan.
Are going to surprise a lot of teams.
Hi, guys. I had a question about the Colorado Rockies.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I was wondering, D-Mac, you said the rest of the season is more of a sprint than a marathon.
At this point, yeah.
Does that mean that we're going to see a different strategy?
That's
out
a good
of
question.
Black and the Rockies?
That's a really good question. Like, that's a good question, Dylan. Like, are we going to be patient enough to let Ian Desmond figure things out? You know, he hit like 140 in August. Not good. Although he has a lot of RBI. Like, he's hit with men in scoring position. So does that mean Ian Desmond, for example, is more of a pinch hitter for you than somebody that's going to take four at-bats? So stuff like that, right, Dylan?
Absolutely, and especially with Matt Holliday coming up.
Yeah, Matt Holliday is tricky because he's going to strike out a lot. So,
but he does deliver bombs.
So to me, I would only play Matt Holliday in that Jason Giambi role of
we need it now.
Yeah, because a strikeout in that situation isn't the worst thing in the world. The upside is great. But if I'm playing Matt Holliday for four at bats and he's striking out two or three times a game, it's like I need guys on base. So,
all right, thank you so much, guys.
Okay. I was kind of enjoying the conversation, and he just wanted to leave.
I also think that if
why would somebody call a talk show and then be in a rush to get off the air?
Because they got to get the boss was walking towards us.
It's enough. It's enough with you. I'm bored. Let me call these guys. Let me stay on hold. Hey, caller, go. I got to go.
Now I'm done.
Colorado Rockies upcoming. I mean, 72-60. That looks so good. 72-60. And here we are against the Padres again. Man, don't stumble with the Padres. Oh, my goodness.
Here's a great headline on ESPN, by the way. Not to go all squirrel on you, but headline. The only 14 teams that can win the college football playoff.
The only what?
The only 14 teams that can win the college football playoff. That's awesome.
Not two, not three, not four.
You mean
not
because
five,
of.
So we're going to take,
six,
what, like,
seven.
How many Division I teams are there? How many Division
I?
Think
like 60.
No, there's way more than that.
Let's see, 10.
Division
One? Oh, you mean Power Five. I was thinking Power
no,
Five.
No, Division One football programs who could possibly win.
113.
Something like that?
Yep.
I've got 128.
128.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds right.
Oh, man.
So let's take that 128 and just cut it in half and make it 64 because we know, come on. So you have 64 teams, right? But no, ESPN has boiled it down. The only 14 teams that can win the college football playoff. Well, isn't that great? Isn't that exciting? Isn't that wonderful that it's all boiled down to boy, I wonder what those teams are. Alabama, Ohio State.
Michigan.
Clemson.
Penn State.
Georgia. Notre Dame. I'm looking at it.
Stanford.
I'll give you the only 14 teams that could win as we get ready for that Rocky Mountain Showdown, where you once won a national championship. Let's see if CU's on this list. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, Washington, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Penn State, Auburn, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Miami, Stanford. Wow, those are some surprises.
So you're telling me that
it's
going to be hard for... you know what? Do they have Missouri on that list?
No.
That kid, Drew Locke, man. Don't be surprised.
I'm going to try to be a bigger college football fan, Al. I'm going to try.
Oh, you said there was a 128 Division I football programs?
D-Mac, do you follow college football?
Is that what you said?
Is that what you said?
That's what Big Sexy said.
128?
How many foosball teams are in the Division I there, Big Sexy? You playing the foosball?
Like Georgian Southern
It's the
Eagles.
Home for the devil.
Trojans. Appalachian State. Is that a Division I program now?
I just can't believe that my Sun Devils in the UTSA game isn't more highly previewed.
I'm just ready. I talked to Daniel Graham today about the CSU game.
Future Hall of Famer Daniel Graham?
Yeah. He can go in now.
Well,
I'm already in.
Right. He's in the CU.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was just talking about CU.
There are actually two teams that are working on the transition to become FBS teams to make 130.
Football!
Really?
You have Liberty University, who has actually just became an FBS independent team this year, and the most recent school to complete FBS transition is Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Appalachian State is a Division I school now?
Oh, yeah. They've been a Division I school for a long time. They beat Michigan one year.
Yeah, they were Division II.
Are you sure?
1AA.
Sure. Foosball. The devil.
I was talking to Daniel Graham today, and he is organizing the crew together to go up to... watch CU and CSU tomorrow night, and man, it is so exciting. I'm not gonna lie. This series in Denver is done next year.
Is that right?
It's done next year. So we have one more game. So we have this year, then next year, then it's done.
That's about right.
So you know the CU contingency will be in there strong this year, and then next year we've already started planning on, you know, next year's final farewell to what's the name of the stadium?
Broncos Stadium at Mile High.
Broncos Stadium at Mile High.
Listen, and people from CSU hate this, but they hate me already, so it's okay. What needs to happen after this Rocky Mountain Showdown thing expires is that there's a rotation that CU plays 1 year Air Force.
Maybe.
Wyoming, and 1 year plays CSU. Which would make the time every 3 years when you play CSU matter more. And that would really be the Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to play those schools. We may want to play some other schools. We may want to play like
you want to play
Appalachian State.
You can play them too. But you want to play one team from a subconference as a regional rivalry every year.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
don't
you
need
do.
It.
No. Yes, you do.
No.
Yes. Yes, you do.
But anyway, that's going to be
of course you
that's
do.
Going to be a great game. Who's broadcasting that game? It's like the Pac-12
network. You realize, Al, I was
CBS
watching.
CBS Sportsnet.
I was watching. Oh,
what station is that?
Who CBS? Knows? That's one of those stations like nobody can ever find on their TV.
CBS Sportsnet.
There's no way anybody knows what CBS Sportsnet is on their cable. It's one of those stations where I think I got that one. And you, do I? I don't. Oh, is that it? It's like that.
Okay.
That's a terrible network to be on for the game.
Who is?
But great.
I bet you I have it.
Yeah, I'm sure you
is
do
it in
have
HD?
It. Okay. Let's go to, I thought you were
channel
going to the
732.
Game. I thought you were going to the game.
I said what
Daniel
channel
Graham,
is it on?
You said Daniel Graham's getting all the guys together.
Yeah, I said what channel is it on?
Are you getting all the guys together to watch it on TV?
No, I'm just asking just in general.
Nobody knows where CBS Sportsnet is.
I think it's channel 854.
There's a better chance of AT&T Sportsnet airing an afternoon game than there is of finding CBS Sportsnet.
Well, if you had the Xfinity voice remote.
We're not doing a commercial.
Hold on. If you
Let's
had that voice
Jordan.
Remote, you just say,
"What's up, Jordan?
University of Colorado football."
Okay.
Boom.
You know, if you call the Dish Professionals at 303-424-DISH, you know, you're going to have a better blah, 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 blah.
I don't even know if they have that on
just
Dish.
Do it!
Jordan, what's up?
Hey, this question is more for Big Al. Hey, are you going to the game tomorrow night, Big Al?
Apparently not!
I'm not sure yet.
He's just
because I mean we get off here at 6 and then the traffic to get down there.
Oh yeah. You can leave early if you want on Friday.
Showdown. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think we're just gonna smash CSU. I'm not gonna kid you. I mean Hawaii. Hawaii clowned them.
Well,
with that shovel pass. Ooh.
They were clowning him, and then CSU kind of asundered back. But
you know, that's called put the second team in.
I think so.
CBS Sportsnet, DirecTV 221, Dish Network 158.
And Comcast?
Impossible to find.
I just gave it to you.
No, I'm sure you got it. I got it. I know you got it.
The Rams are 0-1.
Okay.
Could this game be any bigger for CU, man? I mean, if we're going to win the Pac-12,
yes, we will have to
take care of
Isn't CU playing Nebraska this year?
Oh, yeah, next week, baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, you're on the fan. What's up, Brian?
Guys, how you doing?
Super. Awesome. Incredible. Best day ever. What's up?
Hey, my question is, you've got the three big holdouts, or the two big holdouts with Mac and Donald this year. But then you had Odell, who put his faith in the team and reported to everything. Do you think more guys are going to go that route?
No.
What it did for him?
No, because Odell Beckham Jr. had an injury, and he had to come back and prove that he was okay from the injury first. And they're doing things differently in New York now. So, you know, I think that he managed to do the right thing the entire time with the team in New York. But to say that that is going to be the norm, that disgruntled players who are disgruntled about a contract show up to work, no, probably not going to happen frequently.
By the way, got a little source down there in Arizona, and we will talk to Rod Mackey in less than a half hour right there from the Glendale Dome. What's going on now is Royce Freeman is going through pregame with all the rookies, but my source says he would not be surprised if the top four rookies did not play, which would be Chubb, Sutton, Freeman, and Deshaun.
What about Philip Lindsay?
You're getting from Nick Cosmire, Big Sexy, that
Nikki
Javala, that Bradley Chubb will not play. Per my Kliss, Shelby Harris, Tremaine Brock, Adam Jones, Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett, Will Parks, Zach Kerr are all scheduled to play.
Okay.
That all... Oh, boy. Shane Ray. That is a tough deal for Shane Ray. That's a tough deal for Shane Ray.
I thought that he would have been dealt by now.
You know, can you imagine that? He's looking there. It's a couple hours before kickoff. He's looking at all of his...
Homeboy is sitting on the sideline.
And he's gearing up. Ooh, wee. That's a tough one.
Man, I just love college football. I was watching something.
Let's go to Jonathan.
The other day, man, and I was watching the hash marks.
Okay.
And it looked like, you know, they were just so wide that you could just play another game. Like, there's three separate fields because of the big hash marks in college football.
How are you?
Super, John. Thanks for interrupting. What do you got?
Sorry, Big Al. I was trying to let it go, and then, you know, I just couldn't hold it in any longer.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Going off of the college football talk, who's on a bigger hot seat, gentlemen? Is it Coach Mack or is it Vance Joseph?
Ooh.
Coach Joseph.
Ooh.
Mack's fine. Mack's not on a hot seat.
That's a really good question.
What scenario could you see Mack fired during the season?
McIntyre?
Yeah.
You saying fired in the season?
Yes.
I don't know.
That would be none. What scenario can you imagine Vance Joseph being fired in the season?
I'm going to be 100 with you right now, okay?
Yeah.
Whoever just called this show knows a lot about the University of Colorado. Coach McIntyre is not safe. He's in the last year. So he has two more years, this year and next year. And
that wasn't his question.
No coach.
He said who's in a bigger hot seat, Vance or McIntyre?
I think they're both in a hot seat.
Who's just get off that fence. Bigger hot seat. Bigger hot seat.
I would probably say McIntyre.
Come on. Stop.
I'm not kidding you.
You guys. I'm not kidding you. The CU Mafia is ridiculous.
I'm not kidding you.
You guys.
I'm not kidding you, dude.
He's in no danger.
Okay. All right.
Zero.
All right.
Not during the season. I don't know about
after
the season.
Oh, you mean fired during the season?
The bigger hot seat is who's more likely to be fired first?
Maybe McIntyre. Vance Joseph is not getting fired during the season, buddy.
0-5. What happens to Vance Joseph?
Not getting fired.
0-5.
Not getting fired.
Oh, my Lord. Al, come on.
0-5 for McIntyre?
You think the Buffaloes are going to be 0-5?
I said if it happened.
Do you really think there's a scenario where the Buffaloes are 0-5?
I don't think so, no.
No,
we're
going to
be 1-0 after tomorrow.
You are going to be 1-0 after tomorrow.
Man, Hawaii.
And then you're going to play Nebraska, and you're going to be 2-0.
That's right. That's right, D-Man.
And then you're going to play...
That's right!
Wah!
Yeah! We're going to go to Denver and get a win against CSU. Then we're going to go to Nebraska and get a win against the Cornhuskers.
What is your schedule? I got it here. Oh, my God. Oh, here we go.
We got to get to a bowl game this year. We have to get
you're
to a
gonna
bowl
go,
game.
You're going to beat CSU. Then you're going to go to Nebraska. Then you're going to host New Hampshire. I think you're going to win that one. Then you're going to host UCLA. Then you're going to host Arizona State. Maybe that is where McIntyre gets fired, losing to Arizona State 2 years in a row.
We're not going
to
lose Arizona.
What an embarrassment last year. You were in the inferno.
Who is that wide receiver they have at Arizona State? Who is that kid?
N'Keal Harry. That kid is the truth.
Oh, right. Wow.
N'Keal Harry.
I think he's going to be a first-round pick.
N'Keal Harry may be a first-round pick, yeah. He's not the scariest player, though. I'm finally seeing the kid from Arizona get some hype for the Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. What's his name? That's terrible.
The quarterback.
Tate. Khalil Tate.
Man, that dude rocked us. And everybody else.
Oh, everybody. If that kid stays healthy, he got hurt a little bit. And so Arizona State beat Arizona, right? Which did happen, but he was hurt. If he stays healthy, I don't know how he doesn't win the Heisman Trophy.
And don't forget now, this is the Kevin Sumlin down there running those same kind of plays he ran for Johnny Manziel.
Well,
Tell you what, man.
USC, it's a fun schedule,
man. Oh,
man,
I was looking at Hawaii, man.
Man, it is kind of tough, though. Wow, you got to...
Hawaii has no chance to win a national championship because of the division that they play in.
No, of course not. Colorado State, Nebraska, New Hampshire, UCLA, Arizona State, USC, Washington, Oregon State. That should be easy. Arizona, tough in Arizona. Washington State, you should win that. Utah.
Yeah, by the way, Washington State has...
And you finish with Cal. That's a weird one to finish with.
No, we don't. We finish with Utah.
You do not? You finish with Cal, 11-24.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. Cal. The Bears.
We don't play Utah this year?
Yeah, you played them the week before.
Oh, that must be for the Pac-12 championship.
What are you talking about? It's just the schedule, dude. What are you talking about? It's just the schedule. So stupid.
It's just facts.
All right. In terms of the Broncos, all right, we'll give you a preview about who's playing, who's not playing, the significance of the game. Rod Mackey joins us from Arizona, all still to come.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Are we playing highlights or something, or what are you doing? You just getting fired up?
You guys were going to start previewing the game, so I played football music just coming in. I mean,
I don't even know. Do I have some? Do I have a...
Redskins have yet to convert a third down tonight, so 0-for-8. Here's McCoy under pressure, and he's thrown around and then thrown down to the turf. Shane Ray got him.
If you're Shane Ray today and Bradley Chubb, ooh, is not playing and you are, where's your head?
If I'm Shane Ray today, I know where I stand with the team.
Tough day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is
embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's look at these other guys who are playing. Shelby Harris is playing.
Shelby Harris is our best interior pass rusher.
Why is he playing?
I have no idea. Maybe he plays a series of two.
I don't know. You're dressing for this game. You got to go. No point in just playing a series or two. You're dressing in this game. There's some. If you're dressing for this game, there's a reason.
And DeMarcus Walker, another guy who's playing a lot of minutes late in games in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, he's starting to come on. Number 57.
Is he dressing tonight?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's got to play.
Okay.
He's got to play.
You know that for sure.
Oh, he's got to play.
Jones is playing.
He is.
Surprised by that?
Am I surprised? Absolutely.
So what does that tell you?
They want to see if he can play.
That's right. So he might not make the team. If you're playing tonight, you might not make the team.
Sewell Cravens is playing.
He might not make the team, except for the quarterback position. I'm not going to make any assumptions about the quarterback position. But for every other position, except for the specialist.
Mike Klis did come out and say there are 23 players out for early workout who will not play tonight, including Jake Butt and Andy Janovich. Although conflicting reports, Mike Klis did say among those scheduled to play at least four now, Bradley Chubb, Cortland Sutton, Royce Freeman, all rookies.
They're all playing.
Well, Nikki Javala tweeted out that Bradley Chubb's not expected to play. So there are conflicting reports regarding Bradley Chubb.
I would not play Bradley Chubb. Chubb! Can I get a chop, 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 please?
Can I get a chop, chop, chop,
chop, chop?
D'Angelo Henderson. D'Angelo Henderson. Where does he? Is he third on the depth chart now? Is he fourth?
They're going to cut him. Well, that is just going to be a crying shame. Crying shame.
We don't have any competition at punter or kicker.
No.
Or no. Long snapper.
Who is our long snapper?
Casey Crichton.
Nice.
I have the depth chart up.
Oh.
A kicker turner.
I don't think we've had a bad snap in like. I think Lonnie Paxton had the last bad snap. Remember when we had him on the air and said, Lonnie, you've not had a bad snap. And then the next week he had a bad snap. I don't think we've had a bad snap from our long snapper since. Which includes my favorite long snapper in Broncos history.
The one game wonder.
Do you know who it is?
It's got to be the guy who was at the beach.
David Benn.
David Benn.
My favorite player.
At the beach.
Yep.
Hanging out.
Yep.
Get a phone call for the Broncos to snap one game against the New England Patriots.
Yep. Signed on Friday, cut on Sunday. Had 12 snaps. They were perfect. Greatest. That's got to be one of the greatest stories of all time.
Playoff share and out of there.
It's such an amazing story. Played 18 years with the Chargers. He's like the longest tenured Charger ever. Dated Pamela Anderson. Had some sort of knee injury, and it ended his long NFL career. He's doing nothing. I imagine him sitting back on Hermosa Beach with a
with his dog.
With his dog.
And his Jeep.
His Jeep, his surfboard, you know, his sandals, you know, cold
greatest
one.
Greatest job ever.
Just sitting there,
sunburned. They called him up, you know, didn't snap.
Bring, bring.
Didn't snap all year. David Benn did snap all year and got one phone call.
Yeah.
And he came on in here and
then I picture him like there's a teenage daughter that he's not connected real well with and he's trying to bond with her again and something happens and he says, I'm gonna do something. He's on the plane to the game and he reconnects with his daughter and it's raining out and he snaps and he realizes life is nothing without his family. And then he gets back on the plane. Instead of getting on the plane with the team, he takes a plane somewhere else, and it's the David Benn story. That's how I have it in my head. One of the greatest NFL stories of all time. One of my favorite ones, too, is when Tyquan Underwood was cut the morning of the Super Bowl.
I think the reason that he was cut the morning of the Super Bowl is so that he would get a Super Bowl share and give somebody else another chance to get
that is true,
a Super Bowl
but
share.
I don't like to play it out like that. I just like to play it like Bill Belichick is the most evil person ever and cut a dude for a backup special teams linebacker who didn't play in the game. That did happen. Tyquan Underwood was cut. They signed.
We're in Dallas, right?
That was
Green Bay.
They signed a linebacker, and they deactivated the linebacker before
the game. Wasn't that Indy? Wasn't that the Indianapolis Super Bowl?
It was one of. I mean, I know why he did it because it was for bonus reasons for the other guy and
two guys can get. Yeah, it was Indy.
But it brings me back to one of my...
Two guys to get a Super Bowl share on the same day. One guy was cut, and another guy was activated.
Do you know, it brings me back to...
That's
one,
really nice, though. Really cool of him.
It is, but it's a tough deal for Tyquan. It leads me to one of my favorite NFL stories ever. Our good friend Joel Dreesen, Colorado's own Dreesen, New York
Super Bowl. Great story. Knew that he wasn't going to play, and he was going to be deactivated.
A quirky rule. The Super Bowl is the only NFL game where you are allowed, even if you're going to be deactivated, to put your pads on and warm up. I don't know why they allow it when they don't allow it other places, but they allow it in the Super Bowl. Chris Cooper decided not to put his pads on and do all that. He was injured. He wasn't playing. Joel Dreesen knew he wasn't going to play in the game, and he went out in his full pads, a full lather.
Bet he got good pictures,
He was flexing on the Jumbotron camera, and I'm looking at him like, oh, my God, Joel doesn't know. Like, I was looking at the list of deactivated players, and I'm like, oh, this is awful. He doesn't know. And he tells us later, he goes, yeah, I knew. But he said, if this is the closest I'm ever going to get to playing in the Super Bowl, I want to participate in it.
Mm. How cool is it that Philip Lindsay, another Coloradan, gets a chance to play for the Denver Broncos?
I hope he plays for the next 15 years.
Oh.
Making Aurora proud.
Whatever you thought about, Christian McCaffrey, think the same things about Philip Lindsay.
It has all the makings of it. Has all the makings of it. I don't know why.
I wonder if next year he's going to be the guy, because clearly Christian is the guy. Christian has great. The one thing about watching Christian McCaffrey run is that he has terrific balance.
I love Christian. He's on my fantasy team. Nobody cares, but I got him. Philip Lindsay, man, I can't wait for him to be awesome. Can't wait. Aurora. Right, Big Sexy?
Denver.
It's Aurora. He's from Aurora. Played in DPS, but he's from Aurora.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
DPS. I'll give a shout-out to DPS. Give a shout-out to everybody. Friggin' love it. Rod Mackey in the desert next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Rod Mackey, who is so excited to get in and out. Oh, my God, were you excited to get in and out?
Did you have some in and out today, Rod?
Coming down here. So I show up at the hotel room, and our guy Johnny Curtis got it sitting in there for me. It's a little cold, but you know what? In and out at any temperature is a good thing. So that was nice.
Yeah, my man Johnny, man. Make sure you tell all the fellas I said hello.
Did you get some animal fries, and did you get some stuff off the menu?
I always go animal style. Animal style is the way to go.
Nice. So,
yeah, that mayonnaise may have been a little old. I'm feeling okay today, but it was all worth it.
Hey, Rod, man, we're trying to figure out what's going on with Royce Freeman. Is he playing or is he down?
They won't even at the production meeting, they wouldn't say. Now, he's not out there. There's 23 guys on the field right now, and he is not out there. So it's not one of those things where it's a given that he's not going to go. But, I mean, what we've seen before is Vance is in the past. I mean, he did it with Vaughn Miller in that very first game. He told him he was going to play, let him go all the way through everything until right before the game, and then said, no, we're not going to play it, because he wanted him to kind of go through the motion. So he may be doing that with Royce. I would hope he is, because he's going to be either your starter or right off the bat in there after Book is. So I'd be surprised if we see Freeman out there tonight, but I don't think he wants to give anything away to any of these rookies.
What about, is Chubb in gear or not in gear?
Chubb's not out there, but it's
okay.
Already come out that he's not playing. So
okay.
Bradley's not going to play tonight. So we'll see what happens with some of those other guys. But Philip Lindsay is going to play, which I'm not thrilled about. I mean, the guy, you know how hard that guy plays, so you don't want to risk any injury or anything. But Philip's going to be out there tonight.
What about Pac-Man Jones?
He will play. He will play tonight. Sua Craven's going to go, too. So that's, there's something interesting for the fourth preseason game. You know, we haven't seen Sua at all. Let's see what he can do. And with Pac-Man, I guess – from the way I understand it, is he was actually the one saying he wanted to get out there and get a punt return and a kick return just to kind of settle his own nerves. I think Vance is a little leery about putting him out there, but, Pac-Man wants to be out there and play. So I think we'll see him early, at least so he can get something going. But, I mean, that's pretty cool that we get to see those two guys out there.
So he's going to
catch a few punts, huh?
He's out there by his own request? Are you sure?
Yeah, so he wants to get some of those nerves out of the way, kind of get out there and see what he wants to do.
Oh, yeah,
so,
he's out.
I mean,
Isaiah McKenzie.
Kind of settle it down.
Isaiah McKenzie's, it is what it is.
I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, Isaiah's definitely on the bubble. I think he was on the bubble before, but if Adam gets out there and does well, which, I mean, the guy's done it for 14 years, McKenzie's definitely one of those guys whose bubble may soon burst. I mean, let's see what happens, but I think that fumble – in the Chicago game may hurt him more than he hoped it would.
Let me ask you about the quarterback situation and how they are looking at this in your eyes, because I know that we have Chad Kelly for the first half and then Paxton Lynch for the second half, but does Paxton, in your opinion, have to be lights out to make the team?
Yes, and even if he is, I don't know if he makes the team. Vance said he wants him to make the decision. If Paxton plays well, it'll make the decision hard for John and I. That's what Paxton's going to be. I'm still not convinced they keep three quarterbacks. I'm really not. Not in this day and age with the value of special teams players. I don't know if Paxton makes this team. I truly don't, even if he plays well tonight. I think Chad, unless he completely implodes, is your backup. It's almost too late at this point to go get somebody new to learn everything. Maybe they bring him in, but it'd be pretty tough to supplant Chad Kelly right now as a two. So I think Paxton's either playing for the three, or if they don't go for three, he's out of work.
What other tidbits did you pick up that you will provide for the broadcast?
I don't know. I mean, just the fact that they're really kind of interested in seeing what these guys can do special teams-wise. You know, Vance kept talking about how important it is that, you know, they've lost three studs on special teams now, so they really need somebody to get in and impress in that role. And speaking of special teams, he said it again. Marquette King, he needs to see him play better in the games. Now, there's nobody coming in here, and he thinks that, you know, we've seen enough from him in practice, and the guy will be good. But he has not been happy with the punter so far. So
really?
He can do tonight in Arizona, yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to make it.
He's got the job. His job is
right.
Great. But he said he has not played as well as we want him to play in a game yet.
Huh.
That's pretty interesting. Rob,
that is interesting.
When you are talking to the coordinators, do you get a sense about what they want to see out of the team tonight? I know everybody wants to play fast and not make mistakes and – but have you talked to, when you talked to the coordinators, what was their outlook on the game?
I mean, see, in this one, Al, we actually didn't get the coordinators for this one.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that, like Billy in the past, what I've seen is that he is beyond a huge fan of Case. Beyond. I mean, just absolutely loves the guy. I think he's been better than Bill, in their opinion. The fact that he's a guy who comes out, doesn't make mistakes, has that leadership role, and it's not a slap at Trevor and Paxton, but then again, it is, because it's just a different feel. I mean, you've seen it. It's just different there, and he says it's even more so than we've been kind of hyping it to be. So he's a huge fan of that. You hear them rave about guys like Josie Jewell, the leadership he brings. You know, that's really kind of the interesting things we've heard from the coordinators in the past about things.
All right, Rob, we got to let you go. We'll watch you on Channel 20 or Channel 5 or Channel 9 or it's somewhere. It's one of those.
I thought we were calling to talk about the Rocky Mountain Showdown and how the Bucks are going to go four straight years with the seniors winning against
We all agree.
We did that already.
Okay, I thought I'd just throw that in there for you.
Oh, it's fine. Throw it in there. You're at a swanky Scottsdale restaurant like you were last night. It's you, Brian Greasy, Steve Levy, and Mike Kliss. Who picks up the check?
Greasy.
I'd be last in line there. Kliss may fake it. He might do one of those things when he reaches for it, looks around and see if someone else is going to grab it, knowing that Greasy or Levy's going to grab it. So our fancy meal was in and out. And again, Johnny Kurt picked that one up for me. So, although I'm still going to expense that sucker.
Nice job. We'll see you on TV somewhere tonight, Rob. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Channel 5.
Take care, buddy.
They do a great job with the broadcast, and we'll just leave it there. All right. John Davis, Orlando Dave, Franklin. Not Orlando Davis. John Davis, Orlando Franklin will take you right up to kickoff and then broadcast while the game's on. It'll be really fun, and they're going to take over at 6 o'clock to update you on anything that changes right up to the moment of kick.
Hey, man, you guys have a terrific night. For my partner, D-Mac, for Big Sexy and for Kyle Berry, I'm Big Al. Enjoy the game, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. Good night, everybody.